glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down.
Greetings, Radio Land.
Glory.
This is God's covenant church.
Hallelujah.
The church of God established
since
in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the school of wisdom. Thank God. And our pastor's coming forward this morning with the word of truth. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists. Thank God for our evangelists, missionary elders, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. God have opened up his door of utterance. We're glad to be with you. We are God's covenant church. We are Jews. We are followers of Christ. We are Israelites. We're glad to know who we are. And I'm grateful for our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy for the great work they've done, the stand they took in holiness, keeping God's word, keeping his commandments. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We're here today. You hear us on the Sabbath day here, and we're here Thursday at our sister Thomas's home, one of our members. She's a widow. She's been living for God for some years as a widow. More importantly, she's married to God. And she has an affliction. But we have been encouraging her down through the time, stay with God. That's what this is all about. We've been afflicted, all of us, with many things. Trials and tests. But through it all, we strive to stay with God.
Yes. Thank God.
We're here to encourage her at this time.
Yes.
And we thought we might share with you scripture that we're sharing with our sister Thomas. Before we get into that, we're going to have a couple of testimonies. And one of our members is all the way from Tanzania. Sister Anna is her name. Anna Safari Curry.
Yes, that's beautiful.
She is a sister. Sister is not a name, but she is Anna.
Yes.
Sister Anna.
Thank God for you, Pastor. I'm grateful knowing who I am, like Pastor said, knowing that I'm Israel, part of Israelites, because I live for God, I keep God's commandments, which sanctifies me and keeps me free from sin. I thank God that I know the truth and I don't sin anymore. I thank God for finding out about God and yielding to knowledge. And I thank God for Pastor for guiding me, bringing me knowledge to maintain what I have obtained. I'm grateful for being in God.
Thank God for you, Sister Anna. Wonderful. I say we're here with our Sister Thomas, elders and a few deacons, a few saints to encourage. And thank God for our brother Richard. God sent him this way not too long ago. He's with the saints, going in and out with the sanctified, striving to please God. And I'm grateful for his life. Brother Richard, thank God. Testify.
I'd like to thank God for being here. Thank God for leading me to God's Covenant Church just a little over a year ago. I walked in and I heard the word from my great pastor, and it got me. And I've been here ever since, living holy. I'm striving to be perfect and live holy unto God. I believe in keeping all of the commandments. I thank God for our pastor. I thank God for our lovely saints. And I learned from each and every one of them, their lives. We really live this, and make the word come alive. And I thank God for it.
Thank God for you, Brother Rich. Isn't that beautiful? Because we have to give life to the word.
Right.
We do that by putting it in action. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Letter killeth, but the spirit maketh alive. Thank God for our Elder Batiste. Been in the way sometime, striving to please God. Faithful soldier. Testify. Thank God for you.
Truly, I thank God for being here and just thanking Him for the life that I live. If I had not seen this life live before me, where would I be today? And I'm thanking God for how the Word of God comes. And ever since I've been saved, I'm a new creature. The things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. The way I used to think when I was in the world, I didn't bring that into God. The Word of God came to teach me how to think, how to speak, how to walk upright, pleasing God in everything that I do. To please, it's all to God, to please God. And I'm thanking God so much for leadership, for our great pastor, brings us the Word, keeps us fed day by day, living this life. He keeps us on the right track, on living. We're being led by the Spirit of God through the Word that our great pastor brings. And I'm so glad that I can say, I don't sin anymore. I don't sin no more. And the Word, the way that God is leading me is through true holiness. I'm living truly for God and don't sin anymore. And I thank God for this life. It's a wonderful life. And I thank God so much for being here. Thank God.
Thank God for you, Elder. Now, we don't want anyone to get upset but the devil. And if you find yourself boiling inside, it's probably him. As the Lord says, which one of you convinceth me of sin? If we can jump and shout how the Lord opened the Red Sea, why can we not jump and shout that God have given power to as many as received him to become God's son? And because ones have received the word and have the victory,
all right,
why can we not rejoice with them? So let's not be a skeptic and say, look at them bragging. Why not be glad for the power that God has given after you have received it? Why not? Why not be glad for God? Because it's not you or I that gets the victory. It's the Word that is giving us the victory by yielding to it. And when you sin, it's not you, it's sin that's in you.
Yes.
Which is you, but it's the sin that dwells in you. And we've been there. We are not saying that we have never sinned. All have sinned. But thanks be to God, we were sinners. But by the grace of God, we're saved today. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to James 1 and 27. We're here and we want to encourage every fatherless, every widow today. And I want you to understand, if you're not married to God, you are a widow or a widower. And if you don't have God as your father, you are fatherless in God's eyes, according to what God's standards are. Then there is the natural widow. Isn't that beautiful? James 1 and 27. Evangelist, what does it say?
Pure religion and undefiled before God.
Now we're talking about pure religion. Because religion is nothing but a belief. You can believe in a bug if you feel that way. Some believe that cows are God, possibly. But pure religion, a pure belief, and undefiled before God and the Father, what?
Is this.
What?
To visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction.
Now, it's all about visiting ones in their affliction. And you can be afflicted with many things. Poverty. Drinking. Smoking. Foul mouth. Many things you can be afflicted with. But our concern is the afflictions of the righteous. The devil have afflicted many people. But God is more concerned about the affliction of sin. That's when God want to visit you. And God will visit you to return your sin upon you or to release you from sin, which is called salvation.
Yes.
To visit the fatherless,
mm-hmm.
the widows in their affliction, and what?
And to keep himself unspotted from the world.
Now look what God is saying. It's one thing to visit the widow, the fatherless, mm-hmm. but it doesn't mean anything if you are spotted up, if you're in sin. Because that's what it's really talking about here. Mm-hmm. Because this visit is to encourage one to come out of sin.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Read the second verse. What does it say?
Mm-hmm. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations.
What?
Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
What?
But let patience have her perfect work.
So in our strive is to live perfect, and we're going to have trials and tests. This is life. But let patience have her perfect work. What?
That ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
Wanting nothing. Now let's skip around. Let's go to the 21st verse. What does it say?
Mm-hmm. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness.
Now this is what God is encouraging the widow. Mm-hmm. Most people, when you deal with the widow and the fatherless, they look upon them in a weak state. And they give them many passes because they are, maybe don't have a husband.
Mm-hmm.
Natural. Maybe they don't have a mother and a father. Children. So you give them a pass in sin. Many churches are full of widows. And let's be clear, most of the churches are made up of the woman. The women have always been there for God. But many of these preachers won't tell the widow their sin to keep them. And if you're not bringing them the truth, you're not really visiting them. If you don't come with a life lived, you're not really giving them the visit God is calling for.
That's right.
Go ahead.
That's right. Yes.
That they not be naughty. Yes. What?
Mm-hmm. And receive with meekness
what?
The engrafted word which is able to save your soul.
It's talking about Jesus. Now remember now, Jesus is going off scene now. They've accepted that Christ have died for their sins, but they're not talking about the word Jesus necessarily. They're talking about the engrafted word, which is mm-hmm. who Jesus is.
Mm-hmm.
He's the word.
All right.
It was just made flesh. But it's letting you know, lay apart
mm-hmm.
all filthiness, superfluous naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word. In other words, when you visit the fatherless and the widows,
mm-hmm.
bring the word.
All right.
Because I don't care what your situation is, if you ain't right with God, it means nothing. God don't come and pity a person because they're a widow.
Right.
God is your husband.
Right.
God wants to be your husband.
Yes.
We shouldn't pity women or men because they're widows, because they're by themselves or because they're in the system.
Mm-hmm.
Giving them a pass on naughtiness. No.
Right.
But what?
The engrafted word which is able to save your soul.
But what?
But be ye doers of the word mm-hmm. and not hearers only, mm-hmm. deceiving your own
selves.
Now,
again, it's coming down talking about the widow and the fatherless, but before this, it's encouraging ones to be perfect,
mm-hmm.
go through your trials and tests.
Yes.
More importantly, obey the word. Don't be naughty.
Right.
This is what we should be telling
right.
the widow and the fatherless when we visit them.
Mm-hmm.
And the widow and the fatherless can be anyone. 25th verse, what does it say?
All right.
But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty.
What?
And continueth therein.
What?
He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work.
This is a work to do when you look into the perfect law
mm-hmm.
of liberty.
Yes.
be a doer of the work and not just a hearer. Mm-hmm. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, what?
This man shall be blessed in his deeds.
Now you're going to be blessed. And this is what we that visit the widow and the fatherless should be encouraging, living right, obeying God's word, and not get caught up because maybe they are afflicted with an ailment. Maybe they got one leg shorter than the other. We give them a pass. And many times if you tell the women not to be busybodies and don't tell them about their sins, when you tell them about these things, they're ready to leave the church. And they give them passes. But what?
If any man among you seem to be religious,
what?
And bridleth not his tongue,
what?
But deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain.
So it's all talking about your behavior.
Yes, Pastor.
That's what this is getting to. The behavior of the widow and the fatherless. But pure religion, what?
Pure religion and undefiled before God,
what?
And the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction.
So if at 425 Lakota Boulevard, we're going to visit you in your affliction.
Beautiful.
If your affliction is sin, we're going to visit that.
Right.
We're going to let you know you ain't right. I don't care if you don't have food to eat.
Right. Yeah.
Because food going to be here and so is your body, but your soul got to go somewhere.
Yes.
And in order to do this and to keep himself
unspotted from the world.
That beautiful, let's go to Exodus 32. Because most of these people that go visit, they go visit the widow and they bring turkeys. It's a turkey season now. Hams and all that stuff. And they won't tell them, you a busybody. You ain't acting right. You're not holy. But now it's the season. Everything is given a pass. You visit them and they're full of wine. A little tipsy. And talking about this one and talking about that one. And more importantly, gluttonizing, doing everything all throughout the holidays, which has nothing to do with God. Exodus 32 and 33. Now don't get upset because I'm bringing you this message. Let's make sure when we visit the widow, the fatherless, the homeless, or whatever you want to call it, we bring them truth, knowledge about their soul, and that you are in the right place to bring it. 32 and 33, what does it say?
And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book.
We all need to keep this in our minds. Mm-hmm. We that visit and we are that are being visited. Whoever hath sinned against God, him will I blot out of my book, saith the Lord. What?
Therefore, now go, lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee.
What?
Behold, my angel shall go before thee.
Beautiful.
Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon
so
them.
So God letting us know, you might visit the widow or the fatherless or whatever, whoever you visit, a home, whatever you want to call it. But if you sin, God going to visit that sin upon you. And we don't come and try to comfort ones in their natural state. It's to comfort you in your spiritual state above all.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Now, let's go to Jeremiah 23 and 1.
Beautiful.
And I thank God for our sister Thomas. No one is promised tomorrow. But we had encouraged her soul above anything else she's going through.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
And I believe that she's encouraged behind that. Many afflictions of the righteous, but God delivered them out of them all. We're going to all be delivered from our afflictions one day. All of our afflictions. But we're going to be strive to be delivered into the kingdom and not into hell. Jeremiah 23 and 1, what does it say?
Woe be unto the pastors.
What?
That destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord.
I want you to really understand what God is saying. A pastor is to feed the people. Mm-hmm. But if you don't feed the people with knowledge and truth, you scatter them. Because the enemy is going to scatter them.
Right.
Read.
Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel.
What?
Against the pastors that feed my people.
I thank God for this door of utterance here on this station. And some come on sounding like a game show.
Yes.
Taking God's word so lightly and really don't have understanding of what they're bringing. Like it's a game. Yes. The intro of these some of these programs like a game show.
Yes.
So light.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And don't know God. Don't want to bring the people knowledge to stir up their souls and get
right.
them ready
right.
for the hereafter. It's all about today and satisfying of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But God is not like that. God come to save his people from sin. Yeah. It's about your soul.
Yes.
Ye have scattered my flock. What?
And driven them away and have not visited them.
Because the people have been driven away from keeping God's word by these pastors which tell them nobody can do this and pet them.
Right.
You can do this. That's what God is saying.
Yes.
Keep my commandments and live. Read.
Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord.
Now, God don't have any respect to persons. God sends his anointed. It doesn't matter if you're in a wheelchair,
right.
if you're on crutches,
right.
or if you don't have any food. God is concerned about your soul.
All right.
Read.
And I will gather the remnant of my flock
what?
Out of all countries whither I have driven
and
them.
When God said he's driven them, it's because his word have driven them because the enemy have caused ones not to obey God's word.
Yes,
and their mind is not where God would have it be.
That's right.
In holy living. Read.
And will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase.
I believe that.
Yes.
That's what a pastor's job is to
yes.
do, to bring them
Beautiful.
That they might be fruitful and increase.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them.
What?
And they shall fear no more.
What?
Nor be dismayed. Neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord.
So wait a minute.
Beautiful.
It doesn't matter what state the widow is in or one that's afflicted. They're not lacking anything if they're keeping God's commandments.
Right.
They have everything.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
16th verse, what does it say?
Mm-hmm. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you.
What?
They make you vain.
That's what most of these pastors do. Because, as I say again, they come and pet. And all they talk about is comforting the body. What about the soul?
Right.
To comfort that soul, you need God's word. You need truth.
Yes.
Read.
They speak a vision of their own heart.
What?
And not out of the mouth of the
Everything
Lord.
Everything we bring is according to the words that God spoke.
Yes.
What?
They say, still unto them that despise me. The Lord hath said.
Oh, wait a minute. How many out here hearing my voice because of the way you've been taught despise hearing about the commandments? You despise hearing you must keep God's commandments or you're not in God. You despise that. I'm bringing you the mouth of the Lord.
Yes.
Read.
The Lord hath said, ye shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of their own heart.
Of his own heart.
No evil shall come upon you.
What?
For who hath stood in the counsel of the Lord?
Well, as Paul said, who have the mind of Christ? We have the mind of Christ.
All right, all right.
And when you're standing in the counsel of the Lord, you're standing in his word.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what?
And hath perceived and heard his
as
word.
As I say, when we say the commandments of God is God's word, we say, oh, everybody, we know the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
But how many really perceive God's
right.
word?
All right.
Who? What? Hath marked his word and heard it?
That's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Read the 20, read them down.
Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury.
What?
Even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked.
Now let's read the 21st verse.
I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied.
They will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Christ is going to do this. The grace of God is going to save you. You can't keep God's coming, make you all kind of promises. Just believe that he died for you. I believe he died for me before I even gave my heart to God. I believe that. Yes. But I didn't have any works.
Right.
Faith without works is dead.
All right.
And I don't care how you try to comfort those in affliction. If your life is spotted up, if you don't comfort the soul with righteousness, they're not getting comforted.
That's right.
They're not being visited with the visitation of salvation.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Come on.
But if they had stood in my counsel,
what?
And had caused my people to hear my words.
That's what this broadcast is all about, to cause the people to hear God's word. We're crying out, pleading, trying to bring knowledge to those that are dead in sin.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But as he said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Read. Right.
Then they should have turned them from their evil ways.
And what?
And from the evil of their doings.
What?
Am I a God at hand?
What?
Saith the Lord, and not a God afar.
Because
off.
I believe the scripture said, who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Let's go to Luke 4 and 24 right quick. We ain't got much time. There's a point I want to make here, because the Lord was talking about how he came to one widow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor.
And I don't believe the Lord was trying to visit all these widows in Israel. And the reason why he didn't, because they weren't worthy.
Yes.
God sent the prophet to one that was worthy, that was striving, because he was about comforting the soul. Luke 4 and 24, what does it say?
And he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country.
What?
But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias.
Now remember, now the ones that followed him, James, John, mm-hmm. and they were saying, pure religion is to visit the widow. But do it being unspotted. But he's letting the people know many widows were in the days of Elias.
Mm-hmm.
What?
When the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months.
What?
When great famine was throughout all the land.
But what?
But unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon.
What?
Unto a woman that was a widow.
One widow. But he wasn't there trying to comfort the natural body necessarily. It was really a token for her soul, because she was living for God.
Yes.
What?
And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha, the prophet, and none of them were cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian.
But what happened?
And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath.
Filled with, got mad, and you may be upset today because I'm bringing to you what it means to visit the widow. It's not about the natural, it's about the soul, and all widows are not worthy to be visited if you're not visiting, comforting the soul. What?
And rose up and thrust him out of the city.
What?
And led him unto the brow of the hill.
What?
Whereon their city was built.
What?
That they might cast him down headlong.
You don't feel that way today about this broadcast.
Right.
You want to cast me headlong, because we're not here trying to pity somebody because of their afflictions.
Go ahead.
Many afflictions of the righteous. 1 Peter 4.
Go ahead, Pastor.
So 1 Peter 4, I believe, 1 Peter 5.
Beautiful.
We go through things, but you know what? We're here to comfort the soul. Because this body is going back to Mother Earth. 1 Peter 5, it says, be sober. 5 and 8. Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary is the devil. What?
As a roaring lion.
What?
Walketh about.
What?
Seeking whom he may devour.
What?
Whom resist steadfast in the faith.
What?
Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world.
So it's all about afflictions.
Go ahead.
Be sober. Be vigilant.